This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Duke, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Dan Campbell, all right. Last year, and I criticized the Lions. I think we kind of all did. But yeah. Let's go back. Jahmyr Gibbs, right? We said, what the hell are they doing? Jack Campbell at linebacker. We said, what the hell are they doing? Sam Laporta didn't necessarily poo-poo that pick, but Laporta had over 1,000 yards and 107 balls. He was a baller this year. And then they drafted a kid named Brian Branch, who had 13 pass defenders. They hit in the draft, Jason, last year. All of those guys contributed, and the Detroit Lions, with Goff and company, go to the NFC Championship game. So this year, they have pick 29, pick 61, pick 73, pick 92. They have two third-round picks in their first four. I think they've got an added edge rusher. I love Aiden Hutchinson.
Absolutely.
You got to go get somebody else, right? Somebody opposite of him.
I mean, look, do they go out and say, hey – Clowney, we'll get, you know, people are thinking that you want, you know, 10 is your floor. Like, do they have a meeting with his people and basically say, don't do anything without calling us? Like, because he's not going to blow up your cap for years to come. Now, you could also say, what are the odds he stays that fully healthy 2 years in a row? Like, I get it, but could you go get him 1 year, $12 million? Like, he's definitely going to help your run defense even more. He's going to take a strength and make it even more of a strength. Like, it's a unique body type. Like, you have to sort of account for him. Like, I'd rather do that than do something crazy for Chase Young. You know what I mean? And you're right. Thinking about maybe cutting the guy. You know, we're sitting here a year from now saying, how can they get out of Chase Young's contract? You know, I don't know that I want to go that way. Like, the Jets have a really interesting situational pass rusher, right? The Bryce Huff kid. Like, do they look at something like that and say, yeah, like, we'll add, you know, try to add an every down guy plus add that situational rotational guy? Because we know they got don't move Aiden Hutchinson inside. You know, they'll find a way to keep him on the field, and that dude plays all the snaps. So I think it really all starts at D-line for them. In my mind, is the secondary the greatest in the world? No. I think they need to keep drafting corners and safeties. But if that's a team that can get a pass rush with four, with a little more regularity, without the ebbs and flows that come from only really having one guy you have to defend, you know, I mean, I think you add a D. I'd like to see them solve some of their problems in the free agency so that the draft's a luxury. Because they're not used to picking where they're picking, and it's a whole different ball game where you're picking where you're picking. Like, you got a whole lot less say in how this is going to go down, right? So, like, if they could add a serviceable D tackle and someone who's a potential difference maker on the edge, you know, now we can throw our dart at the best player available. You know what I mean? Each time we come up at the bottom of a round. Like, I think that's the position. They need to be in a position of strength before the draft. You don't want to go into the draft chasing needs. Because when you chase needs where they're picking, it's all just a whole different scenario. The odds are even more stacked against you. But, yeah, D-line, D-line, D-line.
They are also, when we talk about the Lions, They were 19th in yards allowed, 23rd in points allowed. So that is the thing. Like, their offense was really good. We knew that. And that's what kind of carried them. But those numbers have to get better. And you mentioned corner. Here in Georgia, you know, Kamari Lassiter is a player that keeps getting a lot of love. We'll see what he does at the combine. But he's a guy that could potentially, you know, they could look at late in this draft and maybe take a corner if they wanted to go that route. Remember, Aaron Glenn, still there. Ben Johnson, still there. So they didn't lose any of their staff, per se, in this offseason. So the focus, you know, as far as what they want to do with those guys, I don't think anything changes. If you can get Aiden Hutchinson some help, shore up the corner spot, Detroit's going to be a problem again next year, you know? And who knows, by the way, what happens with Kirk Cousins, whether he goes back to Minnesota. But as much as I love what Green Bay did, to me, it's Green Bay, it's the Lions, right? And that division, who's gonna win that division next year?
Yeah. Well, and obviously we've left the elephant in the room. Like, they've got to secure, like, they've been talking to Jared Goff now forever. Like, that needs to get done. Like, we need to know what he's gonna cost moving forward.
But like, what is his range, Jason? Like, is he Daniel 45 Jones?
45 to 55. I mean, 40. I mean, okay, after the playoffs, 47 to 55, just depending on.
Okay.
You know, I how stuck in he gets. I don't really think he wants to be anywhere else. And he's at a point in his life, and he's made enough money where I think at a certain point you let your agents know that. I really like playing in this dome. I really like playing with all these young, twitchy guys who make my stats look good after I check it down to them. You know, I like throwing the ball 3 yards to Jahmyr Gibbs and getting 36 in my box score. But they've got to secure that. And then what I also like that they do have going for them, though, even though they're picking so low, you're already starting to hear it. You're going to hear more and more about offensive line, the best offensive line draft ever. And I'm not going to tell you that the Lions won't dabble with that, because value is value. But that they don't – they're not – most teams are sitting there saying, we need multiple offensive linemen. Like, even these four best teams in the league we're focusing on today – San Francisco's offensive line is garbage outside of one guy.
Yep.
The Chiefs were worried about both tackles, and Joe Tooney, right, got hurt late last year. Joe Tooney, he's way closer to the end than the beginning. Baltimore, outside of Linderbaum right now, they can't tell you what their starting five is next year. The Lions don't have those issues. You know, Ragnow looks like he's going to be back. Like, get him healthy. It's a deep, young, for the most part, offensive line. So while everybody else is grabbing these tackles and guards, it's pushing people down the board to them, right? We don't need a quarterback. We're going to sign Jared Goff. So five or six of them go in the first round.
Helps.
That's fine, right? Yeah. So now we've moved up five spots.
Right.
Let's say eight offensive linemen are gone before them. Now we've cut the first round in half. So there might be a D lineman, you know, or a potential impact corner who should have gone higher, but they're not because of these runs on other position groups. So that's why if you feel really good about your D-line going into that draft, you might really have a chance to put some things over the top in April.
It is it's going to be interesting for the Lions to see how they add to a very talented roster. And now – Jason, there's expectations. There's never been expectations for the Lions. There's expectations now that they're going to have to deal with, and that's a different kind of pressure. You can tell me, like you said, drafting, you know, 1 through 5 for the last 10 years. Okay, great. Now it's a different expectation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.